USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The death toll at Saturday night's mass shooting at the Colorado Springs LGBTQ Club at 5 with 18 injured. Colorado Springs Police Chief Adrian Vasquez says the alleged shooter, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, may have had more than one gun with him.
At least two firearms were found at the scene. We are still working to identify the firearms and who they belong to, but I can confirm that the suspect used a long rifle during this shooting.
Two men were arrested in New York City's Penn Station early Saturday in connection with a probe of threats to the Jewish community. Searches of the suspects, their belongings, and a residence turned up a Glock, semi-automatic handgun, a large hunting knife, and a swastika armband. The suspects were named by the New York Police Department as Christopher Brown, 21, of Aquabogue, New York, booked on suspicion of making a terrorist threat, aggravated harassment, and criminal possession of a weapon, and Matthew Marr, 22, of the city's Upper West Side, booked on suspicion of criminal possession of a weapon. A major U.S. television network has pulled out of Twitter.
CBS News has become the first major news outlet to suspend activities on Twitter. The network says it is doing so, quote, in light of the uncertainty around the social media platform and out of an abundance of caution. Variety reports similar wording was shared Friday on the Twitter account of CBS-owned station KPIX in San Francisco. CBS News' decision comes just more than 3 weeks into the tenure of Elon Musk's ownership of the company. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Just days before Thanksgiving, college families rush to Waltham, Massachusetts to check on loved ones. At least one Brandeis University student has been killed and dozens more injured in a horrific shuttle bus crash late Saturday near the campus. This is USA Radio News.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Whey has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Whey can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said when he becomes Speaker of the House, he'll boot squad member Representative Ilhan Omar from her position on the House Foreign Affairs Committee over anti-Semitic remarks. We watch anti-Semitism grow, not just on our campuses, but we watched it grow in the halls of Congress, McCarthy said at the Republican Jewish Coalition's 2022 leadership meeting in Las Vegas on Saturday.
I remember what she said about me. I remember what she said about Israel. I remember what she said about the relationship. I remember it so much. I promised you last year that as Speaker, she no longer would be on foreign affairs. And I'm keeping that promise now.
Record-setting snowfall in certain parts of western New York and the Buffalo area, with one town getting 6.5 feet in the 24-hour period. Erie County Executive Mark Pullenkar Saturday night, not yet committing to school snow days, but when pressed, admitting chances don't look too good.
It's one thing to have had 4, 5, or even 6 feet of snowfall, but then when you push it along the side of the road, you now can have drifts that are 10 feet tall. And none of the sidewalks have been plowed. So where are the kids going to walk in a lot of these neighborhoods?
The New York Giants are interested in Odell Beckham Jr. Whether that leads to a signing and a return of one of the most talented and polarizing players in franchise history remains to be seen. But there is interest in taking this to the next level, which is why the Giants will bring Beckham in for a visit after Thanksgiving. Beckham will also meet with the Cowboys. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.